We're back in the closet.
Hey, yo. Sorry.
That was aggressive. That was a little aggressive.
I feel aggressive. It's been that type of week.
It's been a fun week. It's been fun.
It's been chaotic. It's been crazy. I've been to the schools way too many times this week. You know, I can go like a month. I can go almost 2 months without stepping foot into any of the kids' schools. GW, no. Overbrook, done. But then there can be a week where you're in there multiple times. I've been in there collectively like 4 times this week. Combination. For different various reasons.
I've been in there once.
See, various reasons. It's kind of crazy. And you know, here's the thing. Okay, so going into GW, it's the high school that our kids go to, that our two daughters go to.
George Washington, a former president.
Okay, so George Washington High School, whatever you say, GW, G-Dub.
The Hill.
It's not, whatever. Jeff and I graduated from there years and years ago. But and it's basically looks the same. They changed the entrance, like, kind of. But here's the thing that gets me. Does this get you? It still smells the same. 100% smells exactly the same as I remember it.
It's because it's an institution.
No,
it's like,
but
it's
like,
the way it's the building. It's an old building. But it was an old building then.
It doesn't matter that it's an old building or whatever it is, or if they're running scent through the vents. It still smells the same. My whole point is why it smells that way is relative. It's just the point that it actually smells exactly the same.
I promise you they're not running any scent through the vents. I promise.
That's not my point, JMR. My point is, does this smell the same to you?
I don't pay any attention.
How?
Because I go in and I'm like, I gotta get the frick out of here. All these freaking high school kids.
Well, maybe.
I gotta get in there. I gotta sign her out. And I'm going to my car.
Okay, but when you walk in, you don't smell. Your senses don't work. You hear things. You see things. You don't smell things. Your nose turns off.
It's obviously not alarming to me. It's not something that lights me up and says, oh, smells from the past. I don't.
So you don't have, like, your sense of smell. Like, you know, that you can smell some things and it'll take you immediately to a time in your life. You don't have that?
Yeah, everybody has that, but it doesn't do that to me walking into the school.
Well, it does to me. It's weird. I don't like it because I didn't have fond memories at George Washington High School. School of Excellence. I didn't have fond memories there because I moved from out of state. I was a transplant. I didn't fit in. I didn't wear the right clothes. I didn't drive the right cars. I didn't talk the right way because I had an accent.
You did.
At the time.
And I took you in and I helped you get through those years, those difficult years of your life.
I helped you get through high school because of you.
Exactly. You're welcome.
That's not true. I would have made it. I would have found a group of friends.
But you would be so disturbed right now. You'd be so messed up. It would have ruined you. You'd have probably been pregnant by your junior year, living with Bubba in a freaking trailer.
Who's
down
Bubba?
By the creek.
Who's Bubba?
The guy who impregnated you in another life if I wasn't there to rescue you from that life. So now you get to live in this life with 4 kids and a bunch of animals with crippling bills and love.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
And love.
Wouldn't have it any other way. I'm just saying I didn't enjoy my high school years at all, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's that. So, the school still smells the same, so when I go in there, my stomach hurts a little bit, kind of, when I go in there.
Your stomach hurts? That's a little extreme, don't you
think? My stomach turns a little bit. It's not extreme. I'm telling you how it feels.
You get a tummy ache?
My belly hurts.
When you go in the high school, are you intimidated?
No, I'm not intimidated. It just brings back memories. Memories of... I don't like.
Those are good memories.
For you.
We had great times, you and me, back then.
You.
You and me had great times back then in the QSA, holding hands, looking deeply in each other's eyes as we eat our grilled cheese.
Jeff, I did not have a good time in high school, I hate to tell you. Just because you did doesn't mean that I had to just because I was with you. I am my own person, newsflash.
Well, I hear you, but I know you had a good time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, fine. You tell yourself that Angie had a good time in high school, but I didn't. I didn't like it. I would never want to go back.
But I don't want to go back either.
I had a great time.
I thought I did until I got to college, and I was like, man, high school sucked.
Oh my gosh, so you're circling back around to my original statement.
Yeah, but you knew it all along. I didn't know it until I got to a better place.
I did know it all along. I knew the day that my dad drove me by where I was going to go to school, coming from Cincinnati, and here's where you're going to go to school. I knew. I probably predestined it that I wasn't going to have a good time. I was like, I'm not going in there. And then when he took me inside John Adams, the middle school, I'm sorry if y'all go there, but I was like, oh gosh. Because my schools were brand new, like brand spanking new, pretty much, where I came from. So I'm coming here to these rundown, busted schools, and I'm not liking it. I'm sorry I'm busting on these schools. GW is a good school. I mean, it is a good school. It's a good, I'm not going to say that about John Adams, but GW is a good school. John Adams, a teacher threw a book at me on the first day I was there.
I'm pretty certain you deserved it.
Because I came in and I said, they put me in this math class, and she threw an algebra book at me and says, I can't take one more student. I don't think it was like at me. Like, I don't think she meant it to hit me.
She just lost control.
But if I wouldn't have such cat-like reflexes and dodged it, it would have hit me. And then she proceeded to accuse me of carving my initials into the wooden desk. And I smarted off because...
Wait, I got to know the truth. Let's hear the truth right here. Did you carve your initials into that desk?
No, I did not. She walked by and she's like, Miss Wynn, we don't do this here. And she was like pointing to the initials AW in the desk. And I'm like, and I was smarted off. This is where my kids get it. I was like, yeah, because I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in the school with the initials AW. Yeah, you're right. And I think that's why she started not liking
me. Yeah, that sounds like you.
Well, it wasn't me. Like,
I'm saying the way you smarted off.
Oh, for
like
sure.
You. Yeah.
Hell yeah. But do I look like someone who's going to carve into a desk?
I have to say no.
Okay.
No, definitely anyway. Not.
So that's that. But yeah, so I went to the school lots of times this week. It's been a heck of a week. It's a big change for me. I'm making a big change.
You are making some change.
Anchifico's moving. My clients, my classes are starting back up. It's going to be a good change. I'm moving, so I had to make all that big announcement. And I'm dealing with the ongoing texts and calls and, oh my gosh, why are you leaving? Like that kind of thing. So I've dealt with all that emotion this week. And next week's going to be even worse because it's my last week at Anytime Fitness. However, I'm not really going to disappear altogether. So it's like I'm sad, but not like boohoo sad because I'm going to be there like every so often. It's not like I'm leaving my family because they're my family. That's my family. That's my gym family like right now.
So you're only going to be like 70% as sad as you would be.
Yeah, okay, here's how the situation is. It's like when people get a divorce, but they're still friends for the kids, right? They're still friends. Like, they still have, that's kind of how I am. I'm divorcing that gym, but I'm still friends with it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm moving on to a newer model and going to start over. Not over. Start a new chapter. I'm not starting over. Because a lot of my people are coming with me. If I were starting over,
I'd be
starting.
No, you're taking your business with you.
I'm moving.
We're moving on. You've built a solid business with a lot of loyal clients.
And I've moved multiple times.
You always make sure that you can take them with you. So,
I make it that way, yeah.
Bigger and better things.
Yes. But I love my Anytime Fitness family, and I would never totally abandon them. So I had that going this week, and we had some family drama. You know. Just what it is.
Just a normal week.
But out of all of that, I didn't miss any workouts because there's no excuses.
Good work.
Thank you. Should I talk about the guy that interrupted my workout in the gym the other day? His name's James.
It happens all the time.
No, not to this degree.
What'd he say?
People will interrupt me every once in a while.
He's an extremely bold gentleman.
He's bold, and I throw some respect on that because, I mean, that's bold. To have those kind of balls.
Tell a story, then I have a question.
Okay, so here's the story. So I'm like on the lap pool. He's like on the cable. So we're kind of in close proximity to each other. And like I, out of the corner of my eye, like out of my peripheral vision, which I don't have very good peripheral vision for some reason. But anyway, out of the corner of my eye, I kind of see him like laughing, okay? Kind of looking my way and laughing. And my first thought was, am I doing something weird? And then my second thought was, oh, he has his headphones on. Maybe he's listening to like a podcast. Because Jeff listens to podcasts when he's working out. Weird, I know, because I need the beats. But Jeff listens to podcasts sometimes. I'm thinking maybe he's listening to a podcast. It's funny. Well, after I did my set, He walks towards me, so I take my headphones off. He's like, I'm sorry. I know you see me staring, and I'm laughing at myself because in my head I know I'm getting busted that I'm staring at you, but I can't help it. You're hot as hell. Now, what do you say to that? It took me off guard. I was like, thank you. He's like, you're welcome. I just feel like you needed to know. I was like, thank you. I appreciate that. And I put my headphones back on. Well, we continue the workout or whatever. Now I feel really awkward, right?
Right.
So before he leaves, he comes over again and approaches me and puts his hand out. And he was like, in case you're wondering, like he thinks I'm wondering. I wasn't wondering. In case you're wondering, my name is James. I was like, I'm Angie. Nice to meet you. It's like, nice to meet you. And then I went on my way. Well, then today I was in the gym. He was in there again. And I made it a purpose.
See, when you originally told me the story, you just said, thank you.
I did say thank you. But then when he introduced me.
No, that's what I'm talking about. You said,
no,
thank you.
I didn't say thank you when he entered, when he gave me his name. That would even make sense.
Right on purpose. That's how I took it.
Oh, no.
Like you were basically dismissing him.
No, I told him, I did what you normally do when somebody introduces yourself. Well, today I went in there and.
You fell for it. You're a sucker.
No, would you listen to my story?
Giant sucker.
You like to suck on the sucker all the time. So you know what? It's going to stay in its wrapper tonight.
Right.
Keep it up.
Right.
Anyway. Today I went in there and I purposefully, because of those two instances, I purposefully like kept my headphones in. I didn't look that way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I kept away because I didn't want another conversation to happen. But I was on the leg press. He was on the Smith machine right next to it. And again, out of my peripheral vision, I could see him like shaking his head, like doing stuff like in my direction, like trying to get my attention.
Yeah.
But I didn't work. I didn't take my headphones off once, not for him or whatever. But,
well, yeah, once you're aware, you know to completely, you know, you can completely block it out. If you're not aware of it when you walk in, then you have no clue.
Well, yeah, I was taken blinded by it. I just reacted how any normal person, I think, would react that wasn't interested. Just a benign, like, let's not be a bitch, but let's not sit down and
lead them on.
Like, where are you from? Where do you work? Do you come in here at this time? Like, a conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just made it to where it's not like 100% awkward. But anyway, isn't that bold though?
It is bold.
Because normally when somebody interrupts me, it's like to ask a question or it's like, hey, are you new here? Hey, I follow you on Instagram or like something like that.
Right, right.
But that's like straight out. I have never had anybody tell me to my face other than you something like that. Like straight up to my face, dead on stranger. Seen him maybe twice in my life.
So... my question is one, what does that, would that work? If you're single, would that work?
It might. If you're single, it wouldn't have worked for me in this situation because he's not attractive.
Well, even if he is attractive.
If he is attractive and you're single and you're 100% single, it might get your attention. Honestly.
Really?
It might. Because you're thinking this guy is bold enough to like...
Exactly. You're like, holy crap, this guy's a slut. Like, he's known as to any
true.
Hot girl he sees.
And I did never... I never,
low enough to
I never thought about that. I never... You know what? You're right. I never thought about it in that light.
I just think that maybe... I mean, maybe you would be so flattered that you're just like, oh, okay.
I never thought about it that way. But you're right, probably.
I just don't know. I'm thinking about me approaching a girl and to say that... without even knowing or ever seeing
okay,
her
so,
before.
Okay, so...
that would be really,
well,
really...
let me ask you a question. I get what you're saying now. I've not been single.
Well, I wasn't saying that
minute.
Way.
Like,
I was just giving my... but I'm the guy, so I'm not, you know...
I've not been single for a hot minute, so I don't know how I react. And initially, I would think, oh, that's kind of flattering. But you're right when you think about it that way. Like, if he's bold enough to say that to a complete stranger, yeah, I get what you're coming from now.
Well, I just was wondering if that even crossed your mind, if you're just like, I don't care if he says it to a bunch of people.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. But let me ask you this.
That's just my curiosity.
Like, let me ask you this.
What?
Why are you acting annoyed? You get to ask me questions. Why can't I ask you a question?
I said what?
Play it back. I said, let me ask you a question. You're like, what?
Well, that's because I was saying what. I'm cool with you asking me questions.
You didn't say what?
I'm waiting.
What?
I'm totally cool with you asking me questions.
If you were single.
Yeah.
And there was a girl in the gym.
Yeah.
Is this sounding good to you?
Well, we can role play.
Okay.
Keep going.
You're single. You're a guy in the gym, and there's an attractive girl that you find attractive, and that you're attracted to, and you want to say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to try to feel her out.
Yeah.
What do you say? What's your move?
Oh, gosh.
What's your move?
Man.
What's your move?
What is your move?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I haven't
you.
Been single.
Thank you.
So I'm trying to
my
think
point
what's
exactly
my move.
What I...
Personally, my move is like, whatever you do, in my head, I'd be like, look, she's hot. I want to talk to her. She looks good. But, I mean, my first move would be like, whatever you do, don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy.
Which means don't go up to a perfect stranger and be like, you're so hot.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're so hot. I want to have something with you. Like, if you think somebody's attractive enough to, like, talk to, unless you're just looking to bang chicks, and then you're like,
I'm not
well,
saying that. My question is, you find somebody attractive, you are drawn to them, and it's not necessarily because you want to bang him. This guy, it might be because he wants to bang me. I don't know. But you, as
he
a,
does.
Okay, but you, what would you say? Well, I want to know what your first move would be. I'm just curious.
I would probably get a dumbbell and just start.
I'm being serious, JMR.
Just get close to her and start just
no,
curling.
I, answer my question normally. Take the funny out. What would you do? What would your move be? You're like, okay, I see this girl. What if I never see her again? I want to say something to her. I can't. You're going to miss every shot you don't take. What if she's single? Because I don't have my ring on. I keep forgetting to put it on. I have a tattoo, but nonetheless.
You know what I would probably do, to be honest with
you? I want to know. It's what I'm asking.
What, and it might be weird.
I'll tell you if it's weird.
But I would probably do what he did at the end. I would probably go up and introduce myself.
That's weird. Okay, so if a guy interrupts me, he's like, hey, I'm Jeff.
I would not interrupt myself. I would find the perfect time. I would I'd stalk her, and I'd get her pattern down, and then I would figure out how to, like, run into her at the water fountain at the same time and make a joke. I'd make a funny. Like, I'd have something funny to say.
Okay.
Probably find
okay.
somebody in the general area to make fun of because...
Well, that's not nice.
No. Two things here from me.
Okay. All right.
Two things from me.
Gotcha.
One, plenty of people to make fun of in the gym. I'm one of those people that you can make fun of in the gym. So I can say that.
No, you're not.
Two, if she doesn't think it's funny, she will be less attractive.
Okay, here's the thing, though. If you approach me at the water fountain and you're making fun of somebody at the gym, me as a personal trainer, I'm going to think you're an asshole.
Okay, well, when I say making fun of somebody, I don't mean, like, belittling them or...
You're making fun of somebody that's in there trying to better themselves. I would think you're an asshole and I'd be like, you're a douchebag. I'll never going to talk to you again.
Well, then... I'm glad you told me that, just in case I'm ever in this
don't
situation.
Don't do that, because people are going to think that's an asshole move.
Well, I wouldn't be ugly nasty, but I
have
to have something.
You're making fun of somebody, babe. You can't make fun of people in the gym that are trying to be there bettering themselves.
What kind of world do we live in when we can't make fun of people with
Jeff,
people we're trying to meet?
You can't make fun of people. That's not a good first impression, especially at the judgment-free zone of Planet Fitness.
Well, I'm sorry. When all I have to go on is years of us sitting at dinners making fun of people.
That's me and you. That's me and you. You
well,
don't
I enjoy
know me.
That.
Pretend like you don't know me. And you go up to a water fountain. The first thing you're going to be is like, you're going to like, I'm going to look at you and be like, oh my gosh, you're the worst human
No.
Being.
If it were you, I would just say,
not
you're
me.
Hot as hell.
Oh my gosh, shut up. Answer the damn question. You can't make fun of somebody. That's going to turn somebody off. Later, when you get to know the person and you know they're really just joking, I know you're just joking.
I could always go with, I like those yoga pants are loud. Where'd you get those?
Okay. All right.
And she'd be like,
Fabletics.
Like,
Let's role play, okay? I'm single, you're single. You think I'm attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you before. I'm at the water fountain. You want to make a move. Let's go.
Really like those yoga pants. Where do you get those? I've never seen anything like them.
Oh, thanks. I usually get most of mine at Fabletics.
What's it going to take for me to get in them? Because that's what happens when a girl responds to a guy positively. He's like, I'm in.
No, Jeff.
Dudes are like, I got this one. She didn't say, get the hell away from me.
No, I would never say that to somebody. I am not that kind of person.
I know, but...
God, that like a girl like that is a big bitch. Okay? If a guy compliments you, I get compliments, okay? On my shoes, on my pants, on whatever, on my arms, on my butt, whatever. You take the compliment and you just kind of like make it benign. But I want to role play with you. Tell me what you would say. Okay, you like my pants. I said, thanks, I get them at Fabletics. Then where you go with that?
Be like, Fabletics?
Yes.
Well, what's Fabletics?
Kate Hudson online. It's like a monthly thing.
Kate Hudson, the actress?
Yes. It's like a $49 a month. You can skip it if you want. You can get it if you want. And they you pick out the pants and they send them to you.
Well, it's not that important. I don't wear yoga pants, usually.
That's a good thing. We're still role-playing, right?
We're still role-playing.
We're at the water fountain. And I say, that's a good thing, because I don't really like when guys wear yoga pants. Sorry.
Well, that's good, because I don't wear them very often.
All right, and then I'll put my headphones on.
Hey. Be careful over there. I saw you almost set off the lunk alarm earlier. pumping weight.
That's good. I would laugh. I would think you have a good sense of humor. You weren't being creepy, and I would be like, that guy's funny.
And then that's when I would be like, maybe see you around, and then completely not look your way the rest of the time.
That's
leave
good.
Without seeing you, and leave it at that.
That's good. I like it. That would work. If I were single, I'm saying time out, unrole play. It's not going to work for me now because I'm married. But if I were single, that kind of strategy would work for me.
Because the reason I say that is because if you seem too eager, you lose it.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
You know, if I see she giggles or laughs and walks off, if I stay in her area.
Always your phone.
I hate that thing. If I stay in her area, if like I go over and I start working out on the squat rack
like
right next to her, then she's going to be like, I shouldn't have laughed at him because now he's like...
Creepers be creeping.
Yeah, and so I think the move, if I'm a smart guy, is to get out of there. The problem is what if I don't see her again?
Right.
Right? So how do I...
You didn't introduce yourself, you don't have her name or anything.
So then here's what you do. You go in, you change, you get ready to leave, you go to the front desk. Hopefully, if I'm single, I build an insanely good, like, rapport with the front desk people.
Right. They're not going to
slide them a five, and I say, look, Jimmy, the girl in the freaky yoga pants over there at the great ass, I need her name.
He's not supposed to give it to you.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, Jimmy.
It's
$5. Here's $10.
I can't give you her name. It's private.
Jim, here's a freaking 50. I need her name. You know I'm not a creep, Jimmy.
But what if he wouldn't give it to you? What would you do?
Jimmy, I'm not a creep.
But what if he wouldn't give it to you?
I would wait till he went to the bathroom, then I'd talk to Sarah, because Sarah will give it to me.
Oh, will she?
She will.
But no, what if nobody at the front desk will? Well, they honestly won't. Then how are you going to know who I am?
I'm going to probably, out of desperation, walk back over and be like, have your snap. Hey, can I get your snap?
And I'm going to be like, I don't have one.
And I'll be like, bull.
I really do.
Nobody as hot as you does not have a snap.
Now you're getting creepy. And now you're going downhill. You were cute at the
water
fountain.
Ah, see, I lost it. That's what happens to us.
You were cute at the water fountain.
That's what happens to us, guys. We lose it.
Why couldn't you at the water fountain just say, when I was like, okay, whatever, funny, be like, I'm Jeff, by the way. And I would say, because most women are going to say their name back. If not, then you're weird. I'm going to be like, well, I'm Angie. Nice to meet you. And at least you have my first name.
That's true, but it's weird for me to role play with you because you're my wife, and then I think she's going to get mad because I'm hitting on this girl that she's acting like.
Jeff, I'm not 13.
That's good because I'd be really creepy.
I'm 43 years old. I'm not going to get mad over role play.
I know. I'm just
but
kidding
then you
around.
Still
but
don't,
you're right.
You
I should have said.
You still have a last
name.
Well,
I'm Jeff.
You still don't have a last name, but still you have a first name, something to go on, and maybe you can figure it out later. Maybe you'll run into it later. You'll remember the name. The next time you see me in the gym, you'll be like, hey, Angie, what's up? And I'll be like, oh, my gosh, you remember my name? Especially if I'm interested in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you have another conversation.
True.
Do you get any more yoga pants lately? I don't know.
Did your monthly Fabletics order come in?
Right.
What do they look like?
Right. I don't know. I don't know how you go about it. I haven't been single. This whole conversation, people could be thinking, their gameplay is terrible. Because we haven't been single. We don't know.
My gameplay probably is terrible. Plus, I'm an improviser, obviously.
You have to go in the moment.
I don't go. I can't think it.
I agree.
I got to just be there and let the moment take over.
I agree.
And if I make an idiot out of myself, which I'm never going to say anything creepy. I'm never going
to be
again.
You almost did.
Yeah, but I was joking. You know I wouldn't. Like, in the moment, I would never, ever disrespect a woman or be creepy. Or I probably wouldn't even be able to make fun of other people in front of her the first time we flirted.
If you start making fun of people, especially at a gym, I'm out, because that's rude. And I might think you're the hottest person in the gym. And the minute you say something negative about a person trying to better themselves, I'm like, what a douchebag. I don't want anything to do with you.
I'm just talking about making fun of somebody's shirt. Like, if he's wearing, like, an Iron Maiden shirt.
You don't make fun of him.
And jeans and boots.
If the first time I meet you...
You make fun of certain things.
If the first time I meet you, you're making fun of somebody, it puts this persona on you that you're an asshole.
Then I will win. Because ladies love assholes.
No, we already discussed this. No, they don't. Not every lady. I don't.
Most do.
I would think you're a jerk. I don't want to ever talk to you again. You just made fun of somebody the first time you talked to me. It's not like we're me and you now, and we go out and we see somebody wearing frilly socks, and we're like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a first impression. If a girl walks up to you at the water fountain because she wants to talk to you, and she starts busting on another girl, that's unattractive. You're not going to be into that. That's just rude.
Well, it depends on if she's being funny or if she's being hateful.
No. You can't point out somebody else. Even if you're being funny, I'm not talking about now, me and you now. I'm talking about, like, very first time you've ever spoke to someone.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you.
I know. Anyway, that's that.
Well.
So there's the guy, James, at the gym who's creeping on me.
Yes, James. James, but James played it well after the fact, because today...
He didn't say anything to me.
He didn't say anything to you.
Ooh, it's Jeff's strategy. He's
playing the game.
He's playing the game.
He's like, you know what? I'm gonna see her move now.
He's not gonna see a move.
What he's wanting to see. Well, he doesn't know if you're single or not. You don't wear a ring. So
I have a tattoo on my ring finger.
Doesn't mean anything. It could be your dead brother.
On my ring finger?
I don't know.
I'm not from West Virginia. I don't get into my own family like that.
That's not cool. You're from Kentucky, so you definitely would.
Oh my gosh, whatever.
Listen, all I'm saying is, the guy played his cards. He doesn't know if you're married or not. The first day, second day, he's like, okay, I put my energy out there. Now I want to see if she pays any attention to me.
Well,
today.
I didn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's wanting to see if you're going to be like, hey, after you had that, you know, meet and greet yesterday.
Meet and greet.
You could, if you're going to walk in and see him, be like, hey, good to see you again.
Hey, James. Well, I didn't. So there.
Good for you.
Thank you. I do need to go put my ring on. I took it off the other day to put my pretty ring on. And then when I took my pretty ring off, after we went out, I never did put the other one back on.
Yeah.
So now I've been single this whole week. That's why my week's been so crazy.
Crazy single week. That's what Meg said to me Tuesday night when we were playing ball. She's like, oh, you're wearing your actual wedding ring. And I was like, yeah. She's like, you weren't wearing it forever. Like, you're either wearing that rubber one or... Because remember, I lost this for like a year. So, and then I found it.
You need to get another rubber one. They're really cheap on Amazon.
I know.
They're so much more comfortable.
I don't even know that's on.
They're not. I know, but I'm talking about when you're lifting. You must not lift heavy. Do you even lift, bro? Guess not. If you can wear a wedding ring and it's not bothering you when you're lifting, you're not pushing any weight.
I don't have my fingers against the bar when I'm pushing.
Then you're not pushing enough because you have to. But you,
I don't grip. I hold like this.
Then you're not pushing enough. If your ring is not digging into you, just saying.
How's it going to dig into me if there's nothing against it?
So what about when you curl? What about when you do triceps, skull crushers?
Three fingers. When I curl.
Then you're not curling enough. I'm just saying. I don't know how you lift with a ring on. Do you even?
Maybe I don't have such soft, frail fingers like you.
I don't. I have calluses, bro. Look at that. My calluses are worse than yours. Oh, wait. You haven't been to the gym all week.
Yes, I have. I missed today.
Lies.
I missed today.
And? Monday?
Did I miss Monday?
Yeah, you missed Monday.
You sure?
Yep. You went yesterday.
And the day before.
No, you didn't.
I did, too. I played ball.
Thank you.
Which was a really good workout.
But it's not lifting weights.
Okay, but it was a good workout.
Okay, but I'm saying, how many times did you go to the gym? You see how he does? He dances around questions. Like, ooh, smoke and mirrors. Let's not answer the original question.
Okay,
Let me just
no,
say,
no, no, no. Okay, I'm thinking, how many workouts I get in this week?
I said, how many times did you go to the gym? You're twisting it. Don't get it twisted, JMR.
How many times do I need to go to the gym if I'm getting a workout?
That's beside the point. My point is, I said, how many times have you gone to the gym this week?
Twice.
Okay, that's the answer. You skipped once and you played ball once. My whole thing is, you shouldn't be able to wear this metal ring if you're lifting weights, people. Or you're not lifting
weights.
That's
not true. Because
that should cut into you. Yes, it is.
It doesn't cut into me.
Then you're not lifting.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. There's no way it's comfortable.
I'm literally shrugging with the most weight I can.
Shrugging?
And it's holding the most pressure on that finger.
No, it's not.
When I'm holding dumbbells?
When you're shrugging, it should be in the tips of your fingers right here.
You're not shrugging enough, because it ripped the tips of your fingers off your shrugging enough.
What about when you're curling? It should go into your skin. Okay.
Maybe we hold things differently. Maybe our hands grip around those things differently because they're different size hands.
How do you curl and not hit your knuckles? What's this part of your hand? Right here? How does it not hit that and just like dig into you?
I don't know. But this has gone on way too long.
I'm so perplexed
this
by
this freaking
it.
Ring into your finger has gone way too
Everybody
long.
Everybody knows I'm right.
Yeah, I don't lift enough, people. I don't lift enough weight, obviously, according to Anne.
I'm just saying, it would be like, I can't wear this ring anymore. It's hurting me when I lift. You know I'm right.
Then why doesn't it hurt?
Because you're not lifting.
Yes, I am.
You've said it before. When you got the rubber ring before, you're like, this ring kills me when I lift. And like, you got the rubber ring.
That's back when I was
And you're like, this feels so much better.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that conversation.
Of course. That's what we call marital selective hearing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Which Jeff has so perfected. Anyway.
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
I'm going to go get me a rubber ring and lift heavier weights. I'm going to be like, oh.
Hey, but you've got your...
Look, Angie, it doesn't hurt me.
But you got your single-person gameplay down.
No, I need to work on it, I think.
All right, well, whatever. I'm just joking, by the way, about the ring and the weights. It's a joke. I kid.
I'm not... I'm fine.
It's a joke.
I'm good.
What's that tear in your eye?
I'm fine.
All right.
All right. Later, y'all.